This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
New York Post has an article, and also Andrew Marchand, who went to The Athletic, wrote an article about this as well. So there's four candidates that they have listed for John Sterling's replacement. And we know that Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Babari are two that are doing games right now. They're going to fill in for the rest of the year. But they also mention, as we have talked about, Brendan Burke, the TV voice of the Islanders, also does national hockey games for TNT. And they also have Ryan Rucco in there, who fills in on Yes from time to time and also works for ESPN doing NBA games. Now, those last two guys are interesting because they would step right in. It would be bigger names. They are seasoned. They are really good. But I think I'm pretty sure Brendan Burke has a young child because I remember talking to him about kids, but I was like four or five Casamigos Reposados deep in John Ledecky's box. I don't remember all of it. I had a driver that day. Don't worry about it. But yeah, so Brendan Burke, would he, with what he has, go and be the Yankees play-by-play guy for 162 games and be on the road all the time? And I know that that was his dream because I had spoken to him about how he grew up at Yankee Stadium because his father was a Yankees beat reporter and he used to like work in the booth when he was a kid and he dreamt of doing that. But he has now gotten to a place on national TV and hockey and has a full-time TV job. Would he leave that or at least do both? It's interesting because if I'm just being honest, if I'm the person who's hiring these people, and if Brendan Burke tells me he wants to do this, then you got it, because he's as good as anybody in the business right now.
Well, it's going to be also interesting. The other aspect of all of this is the other person in the booth, you know, and what is Susan doing? What's going on there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole nother aspect of the job. It's not just like he's going in there by himself. Nobody wants to go in there by themselves. And the thing that has already been proven is that Justin and Emmanuel both can work with Susan if she wants to remain. They're probably the cheaper options for the company.
Well, that 100% are.
I don't want to take anything away from those guys. I'm sure that their seat is burning, wondering what's going on. I would just say to both of them, they have an enormous opportunity here to really show everybody, including the Yankees, because I'm sure the Yankees are going to want to have a say in some of this. You know, we pay the on-air talent.
Yeah,
but well, the Yankees have to,
does, yeah, yes. Yeah.
But the Yankees have to okay the, and you know, they perceive themselves rightfully so. Rightfully so. The Yankees perceive themselves as one of the two top, maybe three franchises in all of major league sports around the world.
Sure.
They are one of the top one, two, or three franchises in that category. And the question is, you know, who do they want in the radio booth? Now, they might like Justin. They might like Emmanuel because they work well with Susan if Susan wants to stay.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of elements there. You know what's interesting to me? So you're right, because I thought the same thing. All right, so basically you've got Justin Shackle, Emmanuel Babari doing the rest of the season. They're going to be in there. Justin's going to get more games. This opportunity there for him is humongous.
No,
because he's doing the games. But hold on one second. So what I want to know is, does he like really go for it? Like to the point where maybe he goes outside of his comfort zone to try to get more attention? Or does he just stay sort of the pretty standard, flat-lining guy that he's been. You know,
here's my advice. My advice is be yourself. Less is more, and I think Yankee fans have enjoyed. I know that I've enjoyed listening to them when I catch them in the car.
Yeah,
And they're fine. They're both fine. They sound similar a little bit because they're younger.
Yeah, I mean, I think all those guys sort of sound similar to us because they all kind of call the game the same way.
You think Wayne Randazzo's got a shiv out to get it?
No, I think, you know, I thought about that originally.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're not shivving anybody at this point.
Yes, you are.
Cause what do you mean? No, it's not anybody's job. It's open.
But it's like the brand manager we got now. Like, I knew he was going to be our brand manager.
Like, you know everything, yes.
Well,
before it happened.
Well, they sought your approval first, I'm sure.
Would you like to see it?
I know.
A date stamped.
Nothing is more important to you than having the information first. I understand.
Well, I'm like Mike. I know, for everybody else. No. No, but the point being is,
yeah.
So we have a brand manager who, maybe in the eyes of some, was the second pick. When you're dancing with the devil, like Stu Gatz, you know it's just a matter of time before reality is going to set in. And you're going to go, that guy doesn't want that job. That you got to get a real professional in there that wants that job and wants to be a part of that job.
Yeah, how is the Yankee job similar to that?
Well, thing? Because I think that it's an open seat, and guys are going to be clamoring for it.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a shiv spot, though. Is what I'm saying. Of course, guys are going to be clamoring for it. Who are you shivving?
Well,
not shivving Shackle. Well, he's not the full time guy.
But I will say that those guys essentially now are the full time guys.
What, do they have squatter's rights?
Yeah,
that's what it's like, you know. But I don't know. I kind of like those guys, and I know that there's a level of, like, they can do it. They can do it for anybody now.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that they've proven, that they have games, and they've done New York Yankee games on a very high level. And they're most likely going to get playoff games this year.
Well, it's hope, yeah.
And that's going to be good for them. And who knows? Maybe the Yankees will enjoy their and maybe they've built up enough within the booth, you know what I'm saying?
Robbie in Brooklyn, what's going on, Robbie?
Hi, how you doing, fellas?
Good, what's up?
Good morning.
We got for us, man.
I've been listening to Yankees on radio for many years, and my vote for John Sterling's replacement is Chris LaPresti.
Yeah, I mean, listen, CeeLo, you know, it's unfortunate that Spike is leaving when Spike is leaving, because I know that Spike thought that CeeLo had a future in play-by-play. You know, and now he's not here to vouch for him.
You look like CeeLo.
Yeah, I don't think... Has CeeLo called any games ever in his entire career?
That doesn't seem to be important.
just throw him in there. You know what I'm saying,
Al? They go down that road with CeeLo, and he doesn't get it.
Oh, that he would get passive-aggressive social media.
Oh, my God. Social media would be just unbelievable.
You know what I mean, though? I almost said Sal. Quickly, Al. If you're Justin Shackle, do you, like, ratchet it up, like, a notch now?
No, I think I would just be what I was doing.
Less is more.
Is that going to be good enough? I don't know.
Otherwise, if he changes now, someone might say, you know, I kind of like Justin, but he's acting wacky now. I can't.
Exactly. I think part of being a baseball broadcaster, especially, it's just a casual conversation in between pitches or in between innings when there's dead time.
Yeah.
And you can, and even during an at-bat or there's a pitching change, there are different things that you're talking about while the game is being played about those specific players. And you got to make sure that you are buttoned up and you have, you know, all of that at your fingertips and you're able just to easily converse about those things.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.